Penn's Lent, Las Vegas, Nevada. Kind of a beautiful, slightly overcast day, a little bit cooler than usual. And I'm sitting here at the Free FM, and sitting across from me is not Michael Goudeau, who you all love and miss dearly. He is down in Florida to see a shuttle launch. If it goes off today, Goudeau will be there. And sitting in Michael Goudeau's chair, wearing his headphones and, I guess, part of his undergarments, is Mac...
wearing all of his undergarments.
undergarments. Is Mac King, the I think, the best magic act in Vegas.
That's nice of you to say.
I think that's true.
Really?
I think it is.
So are you not a magic act?
Well, you know, you don't want to bring yourself into that discussion. I don't want to. How could I possibly compare your show with my show when I've never seen my show?
You know, I don't know where this is going.
You know what I mean? I mean, you can't really put yourself.
Well, that's very nice of you to say.
It's not false modesty. It's just I don't know what our show is like or how I'd feel about it. I might hate our show if I went to it.
Oh, guaranteed.
But you do a show, you know, so often you do a comedy magic show, and it's pointed out really often that comedy magic shows are usually not funny and have no magic in them. I think the reason is if you're funny enough, you don't do magic. You just do comedy. And if you're good enough at magic, you
why would
don't
you,
do,
yeah, yeah, just why would you
but
mess
you do,
it up?
You do both and do them both well.
Well, that's nice of you to say. Yeah, I used to have people tell me, comics that I used to work with, say, why are you doing this magic stuff? Mm. But
well, it has held you back.
Yeah,
if you were just a comic and not a magician, you'd have a situation comic.
You think that's true?
I think you would, no doubt. Yeah. Although Harry Anderson,
Harry Anderson's
the exception. So I think that with Harry Anderson around, you can call yourself a failure. Because even with it's a matter of fact whether it's a bad choice or whether it's out and out failure is what we're discussing.
Yeah,
right?
And I wasn't looking for any further excuses to consider myself a failure. Actually, no.
Well, you've got one today. I try to give you more than promise. I try to always do that on the show. 866-570 Penn 7366, and also PennRadio@gmail.com. Incidentally, if you write to PennRadio@gmail.com, you will be answered by Happy Jack. Happy Jack is taking care of all the Gmails while Goudeau
Oh, normally
is in
that's
Florida.
Wouldn't be my responsibility.
Mike Goudeau answers all of them.
Oh, he does.
Yeah, you wouldn't take. You're a guest. You're different. Mike Goudeau's a workhorse. You know, he's part of the team. He's working there. But you can just sit there. You got two computer screens in front of you. You don't care, right?
I don't think I care. You know, I'm looking. This one doesn't even have anything on it. I don't know.
We're gonna take some calls, and I'm gonna take some calls about. And I know this is really, really old news, but about Steve Irwin getting
the clown,
Steve Irwin getting the stingray in the heart.
Oh yeah.
And people are really bummed about this. I mean, seriously bummed. I mean, CNN has no other stories. It's like, you know, oh, we were upset a while ago about Iran getting nuclear weapons, but that's nothing compared to Steve getting it. And people also seem surprised, which is the same thing as it was with Roy. They were surprised that he got his head bit off by a tiger. He had tigers next to him. Your chances of getting a stingray in your heart are so, so slim because you're not there monkeying with a stingray.
Nope, I got goldfish. No stingrays.
Which you've swallowed accidentally, right?
I have nearly died from goldfish.
And you have vomited on stage.
Yeah, to get that goldfish back out of me.
The crowd love it?
You would think the show would be over, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
If you vomited on stage?
Well, tell that story. What we're going to do, while we're waiting, 866-570-PEN-7366. We're not taking calls about Steve Irwin. We don't really give a good
gun. We're not?
No. We're taking calls very specifically about Steve Irwin. There was a tape of him getting the stingray tail in the heart. And Steve Irwin has said that here's the quote. If I'm going to die, I don't know why there's an if on the front of that, but I mean, I guess Steve Irwin thought maybe he has everlasting life. Maybe he's Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ was really going to wrestle crocodiles. If I'm going to die, the late crocodile hunter Steve Irwin said in a 2002 interview, at least I want it filmed. And this has been filmed, and they're not releasing it. Now, what I want to ask the people out there listening is, if there was footage of you dying in a horrible way, would you want it released, and why not? Call 866-570-PEN-7366. But before we get to all the phone calls that they light up about Steve Irwin. And whether your death, would you like your death filmed? If you had a chance to, you know, have Larry King the night after you die say, here's how Bob died. It's really funny.
That's a great Larry King impression.
It was a conceptual Larry King impression. Thinking about Larry King as a redneck. Would you want just photo if you had film of you dying in an interesting way?
Yeah.
Not like you're just, you know, on your bed coughing up. How are you going to die anyway? Do you know?
How am I going to die?
Cancer? Cancer in your family?
No. I don't think there's any cancer,
cancer
in my family.
Heart?
So, no. Everybody lives to be really old in my family, and they die of, pneumonia or something because they're old.
You're also from Kentucky, so they could also die with, hey, guys, watch this.
That's impossible. That I got to go back and look and see if I can't find some relatives who've died that way.
You should. My friend Dean Cameron, who I talk about often on the show, wonderful actor, he has two uncles that are from, like, Arkansas. And one of the uncles, they're very close. They're, like, 2 years apart in age and have always lived together, right?
The uncles?
Yeah. And one of them has 9 fingers, right? And the reason he has 9 fingers is he put his hand down at a stump while the other one had an axe and said, bet you don't dare to cut off my finger. And the other one said, I do, and took the axe and went right through his finger and chopped it off, and they both laughed hysterically and still laughed.
I can't stop laughing now.
So he has not, and every time he holds up his fingers, they both laugh about it. He didn't think I was going to do it. He did not think I was going to cut off his finger. So if you had footage of that, you'd want to show it everywhere, all the time. But tell us a story about gagging on a goldfish.
All right. Well, I do this thing where I put a carrot, piece of carrot in my mouth, and it turns into a live fish. I mean, that's the effect for the audience. I put a piece of carrot in my mouth, and then it turns into a live fish, and I spit the live fish out. Into a nice little glass. And when I originally started doing that trick, it was just me on stage. I did it just by myself. But I got a call from the old Donnie and Marie TV show, the afternoon talk show. And they said, can you do that with Donnie and Marie, where they hold the glasses? And I said, of course.
Yeah, I can do anything to be on that show.
Of course.
They wear special underwear. They're Mormons.
That's right. They got the little vial of anointing fluid or something.
Yeah, sure.
So I say, yeah. So I think I should practice it that way a couple times.
Sure you do.
So I get a couple up. The next few weeks, I decide I'm going to do it with a couple from the audience on stage. And so the first day I do this, first couple I get up, and I don't think it's given away any big secret to say I secretly load a fish in my mouth.
A lot of people were going, I'm going to go see Matt King only if he can spontaneously generate fish in his mouth.
So I secretly load a fish in my mouth. But this day, and the first day I got people on stage with me, the fish just, swims right down my gullet.
That's where he thinks freedom is.
Yeah, I guess that's the way out. And so I start choking, and then I start kind of cough it up, and I'm going, ha, 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 on stage, and the two people are looking at me, and the audience is kind of wondering, and then I start to vomit. And I vomit into my hand, and then I realize there's more vomit coming, so I've got a little suitcase with my props beside me, and I lean over and just puke the contents of my stomach into this suitcase. And this man from the audience is standing right in front of the suitcase, and he leans back over and looks in there, and he's, oh, God. And then I got extra fish with me. There's my, in my suitcase now is my roast beef sandwich and a little fish flopping around in there. But I got an extra fish, and I go on with the trick. I've got an extra fish just for such emergencies. And I load this extra fish. I finish the trick as planned. I don't even mention it, and no one mentions it. And I
do
the rest of the show. I don't know.
What do you have to do before the audience goes, oh, Christ, he's puking. Let's get out of here.
I puked on stage. No one said anything about it. And I'm after every show, I'm out there talking to people, thanking them for coming. I'm doing that. No one even mentions the puke. I'm like, they're not even paying attention to my show.
It's a wonderful, wonderful American audience. Let's take a phone call. Let's talk to Mike. How you doing, Mike?
Hey, how's it going, Penn?
Never been better, boss. What's up?
Hey, I just wanted to mention the Steve Irwin tape.
Yeah, sure.
You know, I mean, first off, I'd like to say that it's the most ironic thing to have him killed by one of the most docile sea animals that there is.
One of the most docile sea animals, yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's ironic. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not Morissette use of ironic. It's a real use of ironic. Okay. Yeah, yeah. A very docile sea animal killed him after he's been sticking his baby in crocodiles' mouths for a while.
Exactly. Yeah. But I think you know, in terms of showing the tape to the public, I think first off it's inappropriate, and second off, people wouldn't want to see that. I mean, people want to see, you know, important celebrities die, but would you want to see would you want to see the tape of Belushi tweaking out and having a heart attack on his bed? You know,
no. If you're talking about me, me personally, I don't.
Well, do you think the American public would want to? You would. I probably would. But the normal person would probably not want to see the average Joe, you know, getting shot through the heart.
But Steve Irwin isn't the average Joe.
Well, he's not as popular as somebody you'd put on, you know, TV getting assassinated, like, you know, Martin Luther King or, you know. These are the people that we want to see die.
That's the most.
But if Martin Luther King had been shot in the heart by a stingray, then you've got a piece of footage.
Absolutely. Anybody who is important enough to have their name associated with the word assassinated instead of just killed.
Yeah, so
if you're assassinated, it's one thing. But if you're just killed, if you're shot, if you're barbed through the heart.
So it's not Sir Hans Stingray. Lee Harvey Stingray. So you think, but I mean, you would watch it, right?
I might.
Yeah, you might. Yeah, you might, Mike. I'd definitely watch it.
I'd watch it with more sorrow and less hilarity than I think you would.
Well, yeah. Like I said, sometimes I see these tapes and we all deal with grief in a different way. And sometimes when I'm full of grief, it sounds a lot like I'm laughing. Thanks, thanks a lot, Mike. Let's take another call. Who the hell is this? This is Dan. How you doing, Dan?
Hey, Penn. Great show. How you doing?
Very well, thanks.
What's up, Mac?
Hi, Dan.
Quick question. I was just wondering if anyone had actually seen any of the footage or talk to anyone who had seen the footage. From what I understand, he goes in an instant. And I, you know, obviously it's very sad, and that last caller is just outrageously morbid and definitely made my day a lot brighter.
Who's seen is John Stanton.
Stanton? His manager or something.
His manager.
Irwin's manager and close friends had the painful experience of watching the videotape in which Irwin pulls the stingray barb from his chest. He called it shocking. It's a very hard thing to watch because you're actually witnessing somebody die, and it's terrible, he told reporters. He said he wished that the tape would be destroyed, doesn't want it shown publicly. So, there's also that bear tape, you know, the guy that was eaten by a bear with a lens cap on, which is... If you're going to be eaten by a bear, take the lens cap off.
Yeah, so it's just audio for that.
Yeah, would you want to see it?
I'm one of those people where I would probably watch it. I don't know how much I would take away from it or what I would take away from it, but I believe I'd be intrigued enough to watch it. It is obviously very sad, and I'm not, you know, a rude or mean person to get pleasure from it, but I would, yeah, probably watch it. Yeah. But I did want to say one thing, Penn. I love the show outrageously, enormously, but... I want to let you know that the Monkey Tuesday theme is...
Yeah.
Yes! Yes! On a Wednesday, ladies and gentlemen, just proving how incredibly awesome that theme is. It should be a national holiday every Tuesday. Monkey time forever.
Oh, thank you so much, Dan.
Thanks, Ben.
Let's talk. It's always nice to have a woman on the show. I got to hang up on him first, right? Let's talk to Tammy. How you doing, Tammy?
Hi, Tam. This is Tammy. I love you, Penn.
Thank you so much, Tammy.
About the whole being filmed when you're dead.
Yeah.
I personally have a very morbid curiosity for that type of thing. I don't see anything wrong with it. Plus, you did mention that was his wishes.
Yeah, that's what he said. He said,
yeah.
How do you think you're going to die, Tammy? What's your guess?
Probably at a rock and roll show somewhere being trampled by, you know, crazed fans.
Oh, really? Is that the way you'd like to go?
Sure, why not? And well, I'm having fun.
If they had fun. Now, is the fun being at the rock show or is the fun like being trampled? I just want to know. I just want to know how deep your kink is.
Well, you know, it's there.
And what kind of rock shows you go to?
Just about anything. I like it all.
And if you were trampled at a rock show and I had footage, you'd want me to air it on TV?
Sure, why not?
Okay, good.
Yeah.
You don't mind that? You don't think that your death needs to be private? You would do it publicly?
I would do it publicly, sure. Okay. You know, if I was going to, you know, be hang gliding and someone was videotaping it and I crashed and died, you know, maybe it would teach somebody a lesson. Maybe don't do that. Or, you know, just to let people know that, you know, you went out having a good time and, you know, you don't live your life with regrets and shoulda, coulda, wouldas.
What if it taught people absolutely nothing? They were just going to laugh at your death.
Then that would be fine, too.
That's what I wanted to hear.
Get some enjoyment out of it. Why not? Sure.
Thank you so much, Tammy.
All right, you have a great day. And I love Monkey Tuesday. I tell all my friends about it.
Thanks a lot. Thanks so much, Tammy. Bye-bye. I think I hung up on it before I meant to. Did I? Yeah, I hung up on it. That's fine. Who else we got? Let's talk to Joe because the button's easy to hit. Hey, Joe, what's up, man?
Hey there, I have something to say on the Steve Irwin.
Okay, go ahead. Lay it on us.
Yeah, as for being videotaped for the death, well, let's put it this way. When it comes to big celebrities, I don't mean to sound cruel, but I think some of the biggest, they're kind of temperamental. I mean, I think, let's just say they'd want their life to end not by slipping in the bathtub and cracking their head open. They'd want to die in a really big, let's just say they want to die, end their life with a cymbal crash rather than a triangle ting. yeah.
So you think that Steve Irwin would like us to see him get a stingray shot to the heart?
Yeah, I would think so. Personally?
You'd watch it, right?
Oh, I would watch it. Of course,
over
I'd watch it like the last. One of the last callers, I would only really watch it to be interesting to watch. But again, I wouldn't get any pleasure from it. I'd
do it over and over again.
Yeah.
And if you had footage of you dying, would you want it shown?
Well, that's a kind of tough question to answer. I mean, I have big hopes for my future. So essentially, if I'm a celebrity, then yes. If not, no.
Oh, I see.
But,
you wouldn't want to be known for your death. You'd want your death to be part of your career and not the entire career.
Yes. But if I'm not a celebrity, I'd want my death to be known, of course. I'd want people to know I died and how, but as for seeing me die, I don't know. I think that might just be too hard on the people I know well.
There you go. That's a good point of view. That's probably what the Steve Irwin thing is. Thanks so much for calling. We're going to take a little break. I guess the question has morphed into, if you had footage of you dying, would you want it shown? 866-570-PAN, that's 7366. Here with Matt King, who threw up a fish on stage at Harris. Yeah, this is, this is Penn Jillette here, 866-570-PEN, 7366. We're on the free FM. You can write in penradio@gmail.com, penradio.com. Sitting here with Matt King, who swallowed a goldfish on stage, vomited, thought the show was over, but no one even noticed. He's playing at Harris. You won't see that every night.
That is that's a ringing endorsement right
there. It is. It's a ringing endorsement. And before we get to more, the subject is because of the Steve Irwin. There's a tape of him being stung in the heart by a stingray and dying. And he said he wanted any tape, so he wanted film of him dying. And the family and business people are not releasing it. And we're just asking people if they had tape of themselves dying, would they want it shown? And every single person so far that's called has said that they would want to watch it, although they don't think people in general would want to watch it.
Right.
But it's a self-selected sample. Before we get to these calls, very quickly, Neil Gaiman. Neil Gaiman wrote comic books, and he's written a lot of movies. And if you go, this is the amazing thing, if you go to Google and you type in Neil, and that's all you type in, the first hits are all Neil Gaiman. It's like five before you get to Neil Diamond and Neil Young. So he is the most famous Neil. And at neilgaiman.com, N-E-I-L-G-A-I-M-A-N, neilgaiman.com, he's written this. He was we met in L.A. We're working on a movie together, and we've been writing this movie together, and he had to fly back to Minnesota where he lives, and he just wrote a little article I want to read to you called Terrorism and My Toothpaste. I have just read the TSA list of permitted and prohibited items in full. Toothpaste is out, hair gel is out, topical or rash creams are out, lip gels are out, shampoos and conditioners are out, personal lubricants are just fine. I blink. I find I'm suddenly unsure whether or not that means exactly what I'm certain it does mean, so I Google personal lubricants, and yes, it's talking about exactly what I think it's talking about, up to 4 ounces. Up to 4 ounces of personal lubricants are just fine, practically the only liquid you can take with you on a plane. I think I must be losing it. For a moment there, I really planned to drive up to a drugstore, buy a 4-ounce container of personal lubricant, empty it out, wash it, and refill it with toothpaste. That's by Neil Gaiman, and the only thing I would disagree with him on is the washing it out before refilling it. We've all tasted plenty of personal lubricants. It's not going to hurt you at all. Let's take a phone caller. So let's go to Paul. How you doing, Paul?
I'm not bad. How are you doing?
Never better, boss. What's up?
I'm thinking we're born naked. If you do right, you die naked. I want that stuff taped, and I want as many people to see as possible, with the possible exception of my mom.
Yeah, your mom. You wouldn't want your mom. But your only job, really, Paul, is to outlive your mom, you know? That's really the only job you have in life.
Yeah, I guess. But so, I wouldn't want my family seeing it, I guess.
Yeah, once you outlive your mom, if there was... How do you think you're going to die, Paul?
It's anybody's guess at this point.
Yeah, but I'm asking for to be your guess. What do you think?
Let's say skydiving accident.
Skydiving? Do you skydive?
I've gone a couple times, yeah.
Oh, okay, a couple times. It's such a low chance of dying in the sky. Well, you have to really, really ramp up the number of skydives you take. In order
yeah,
to
I know. The most dangerous part is driving to the airport.
I know. But put a camera in your car. Maybe we'll have footage of Paul dying. Thanks a lot, Paul. Thanks, man.
You bet.
I keep waiting for other people to drop this. What I would like to die, I'd like to die very slowly in an incredible amount of pain just to prove I won't cry out to God.
Oh, and you'd show that video, right?
Yeah, of course.
But there's got to be, you're like me, there's got to be video of you dying already.
Right. There was a show we did. We did the Christmas show on Saturday Night Live with the Electric Boy, which is our worst appearance on TV. And that video does exist. And mercifully, it's a Christmas show on SNL. And they show all the SNLs over and over again. And mercifully, they cut it from that edit, because it was so terrible. So all the SNLs look like we had pretty solid performances every time. But the Electric Boy, man, it is pure distilled suck. When's their videotape of you sucking? When do you suck the worst?
I it's not like being sucking on national TV.
Thank you so much. Let's talk to Anna. How you doing, Anna?
I'm good. How are you?
Never been better, boss. Talk good. To us.
I've been a nurse for 15 years, and
Are you wearing the uniform now?
I could be.
Okay, thanks. Let's pretend you are. Okay.
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 Good for you.
Okay.
And
I'm dressed as a fireman.
I didn't catch it.
I said I'm dressed as a fireman.
Oh, you make me so. Anyway, I was a trauma nurse for 7 years, and So I saw people die, like, from, you know, gunshot wounds and stabs and falls and crushing. I'd love to see an animal kill. I've never seen that.
You've never seen a person killed by an animal?
No, never. Well, it's in Chicago. There's not too many vicious animals in the Chicago area. Unless you want to call the vicious animals that shoot, but, you know.
Yeah. So you would want to see the footage by Cracky of Steve being stung in the heart.
Yeah, because actually, if you've seen anybody pass away, it's pretty uneventful. I think an animal kill might be eventful.
Yeah, although he was supposedly just a little bit of blood in the water and he's just gone.
Yeah.
But you're kind of like watching the working the trauma unit.
Yeah.
You still work there?
No, I burned out.
Oh, really? So did it make you crazy after a while?
Yeah. It's pretty taxing. I did that for 7 years, and then I helped doctors put in pacemakers for 8. So.
Okay, is that what you're doing now?
No, no, I'm a stay-at-home mom.
You're a stay-at-home mom?
In a nurse's outfit.
So you're a MILF in a nurse's outfit, right? I imagine I can just Google you and pull you right up. I just have to look up Anna Nurse MILF outfit, and I think I probably got you, right?
At least once.
I'll just watch the preview video. I want to actually subscribe to your site. Thank you so much, Anna. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm the one that hangs up here. Let's talk to Brent. I don't know why I'm pointing. I'm the one that hitting the button. Hey, Brent, what's up, man?
Hey, how you doing? First off, I'm coming to Vegas in October, and I already got second row seats to your show, so I'm psyched.
We will try to be good that night. You going to go see Matt King too while you're here?
I think I might, actually, because I had another night, and I didn't know where to go.
You don't need a night. Matt does an afternoon show. That's the beauty.
You don't have to waste
a night by seeing Matt King. You can go there in the afternoon.
Hey.
That is sexy. That's the first time ever.
Now, are you wearing a nurse's uniform, Brent?
No, I could be.
Okay. And what did you want to say about the Steve Irwin tape?
To switch topics to something else I can't wait to see. I've been waiting for the very first time I saw that show, okay, the dude picks up a tarantula the size of my face, and he's like, well, let me see if I can flick his head and make him bear his fangs. And he was talking about how it kills in 20 minutes and the nearest antivenom is 2 hours away. I've been waiting for that guy to die since that day. That man made a living teasing the American public with, like, look, I could die any second. It's like watching NASCAR. You only really watch for a crash, and it finally happens, and they're not going to let me see the tape. As soon as I heard he died, I spent, like, 2 hours on YouTube trying to dig it up, and I couldn't do it. I mean, like, not only do I want to see it, but I always feel with a profound sense that is the best metaphor for my relationship with Steve Irwin, and it sounds terrible, but it's how the man made his living.
Oh, no!
Dying, you know? And it's just ridiculous to me that they won't let me see that tape.
I'm going to jump in as soon as I disagree with something you said. That's what I'm going to do. I think you're speaking for the American people. I bet you're speaking for Steve Irwin. I bet that if he heard this tape after he was dead, he'd be thrilled to pieces. Don't you think? I mean, that's the whole idea. Yeah, that's the whole idea.
I agree with everything but the possibility he could hear the tape after he was dead.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Brent. We're going to take, this is Renee French. This is one of my closest friends in the world, and she is in Australia. Are you in Australia, Renee?
Yes, I am.
And how is it down there? Is there morning?
Well, it's 4 o'clock in the morning. Well, it's 4:30 in the morning, actually.
What are you doing up?
Who are you talking to?
Oh,
right
yeah,
now?
That's right. Total and complete insomnia constantly.
I can tell you that there are bats flying overhead right now.
Mm-hmm.
Huge fruit bats, and everyone's sleeping but me.
Actually, we prefer to call them gay bats now.
Yeah, queer bats.
Queer bats. And you were a big fan of Steve, weren't you?
Yeah.
You're the only one of my friends who's just crazy for him. You watched all the shows. And you cried?
Yeah, I did. It was like when John Belushi died for me. Yeah. Pretty bad.
And would you want to see? Would you want to see the tape?
Yes.
Yeah. And
I would. I think he would. I mean, you know that he was saying "Crikey, what a beauty" when he pulled that thing out of his chest. So.
And it's completely in the spirit. I mean, the spirit is not like a person who was a diplomat was killed, you know, falling in his bathtub. This is
no.
a person who was always courting death, and death finally just gave him a call back.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he'd hold a little snake up, he'd get bitten on the nose, he wanted people to see that kind of stuff, mm-hmm. and he'd point at the little marks on his arm where he'd gotten bitten. Look at what a beauty that is. Look at those marks on my arm.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, he'd want everybody to see it. And not only that, but the stingray thing is so freaky.
Yeah.
You know, it's, and I don't think, from what I hear, from what everyone's saying here, I mean, the thing, there was a little bit of blood in the water. He pulled the thing out. He probably blah, 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 said, and then just kind of went. So,
but
I mean, it's, yeah.
If you were Steve, you'd want it shown. What if Steve were your husband or your cousin or something or a family member? Would you still show it?
Well, I'm not sure what's going on with the family exactly. I think that I would imagine if I was Terry, I would probably say yeah, because, I mean, she lived with the guy. She had to put up with him, you know?
She probably more than once sucked out the poison, don't you think?
Yeah, definitely.
You like thinking about that, don't you?
Yeah.
And, Renee, why don't you say the name of your book, because I'm such a big fan. It's The Ticking that you want to...
The Ticking
is Renee's book. It's a great book. You can buy it on Amazon. Renee French is the name. French, like the country that we named our fries after.
Renee
French... And go buy her book, The Ticking, because it's fabulous. And the time you were interviewed on the show, we had all sorts of technical problems. But now, see how easy it is? You can call whenever you want.
I know, I'm going from Australia. It's a lot better.
A lot better from Australia. Okay, thanks a lot, Renee. We're going to take a break right now. 866-570-PEN 7366. It's a beaut. It's a beaut. Got Matt King in the studio with me. Yeah, this is Penn Jillette here in Las Vegas, Nevada, with my... co-host for the day, Mac King, as Michael Goudeau was down in Florida seeing a space launch with his family. Probably somebody already knows if it went off or not. I think it was right about now, but it goes off tomorrow. Like I said, it was tomorrow, and we're waiting for that. And tomorrow, speaking of which, here, we will again not have Michael Goudeau, but we will have Lawrence O'Donnell Jr., who is... my senior advisor, the big writer on the West Wing. He'll be here to be in the role of Matt King, playing the role of Matt King. Friday we'll have LOD, Lawrence O'Donnell, also. But we'll also have Robert Schimmel, who you know how funny Schimmel is. Monday after that is the fifth anniversary of 9/11. I'm going to do that show alone and just take phone calls and talk about that. Tuesday after that is a Monkey Tuesday with Matt King.
Dancing right
next
now.
Wednesday. I mean, that's you. Then a week from today, we're going to have The Passing Zone, who are on America's Got Talent, but not very good at grammar. And then Thursday and Friday will be LOD again. So that's our week coming up. We're talking about Steve Irwin and how he his death is on film and how he said he wanted it to be taped and presumably wanted to come out. But they're not putting it out. And we're having, so far, people who have called the show, self-selected sample, I might add, not in any way a poll, self-selected sample say that they would all watch him being killed by the stingray. 866-570-PEN 7366. PennRadio at gmail.com. PennRadio.com. And let's take a phone call. Let's talk to Dan. How you doing, Dan?
Hey, Penn. Great show.
How you doing?
Good, good. You know, I did not want to see it at all. It just, it's a respect thing. But I decided if I am going to see it, I'd want to see it on like a tribute, like Animal Planet or on Discovery Channel. I wouldn't want to see it on all the news channels.
Okay, so...
Entertainment Tonight, what have you, you know?
Da-da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
So you think that it should come out, but it should be handled with respect and dignity. So we can show a guy getting stung in the heart while making jokes underwater in Australia, but we have to show it only on the shows you think it'd be cool for.
In its proper context, yeah, as a tribute, our special or whatever, to Steve Irwin's life, what he did... for environmentalism and everything, mm-hmm. animal conservation, but not on MSNBC every 15 minutes, you know?
Yeah, okay, I'll give you that. It's kind of like the Zapruder film with the president being shot, how that was dealt with so tastefully, right?
Oh, yeah, I did. Yeah. But you see my point, though, yeah?
I do see your point. Definitely. I'm not sure I agree with you, but I see it. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Dan. And now we're going to go to, let's talk to Paul. What's up, Paul?
Hey, Penn, how are you?
Never been better, boss.
First off, let me just say it's an honor calling in on the very first Stingray Wednesday.
Yeah, boy, you know me too well, don't you?
I do, but you just know me too well. I'm calling. I am. You know, it's horrible to say this, but I was extremely happy to hear about Steve's demise because I had him in my ghoul pool pick.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Really?
I hit big, and it was age-based, too, so I racked up some serious points.
Who else is in your ghoul pool? Why don't you explain what the ghoul pool is for those who don't know? I happen to know, but...
Okay, basically, at the beginning of the year, you pick, in my case, it was 20 names of famous people or people of notoriety that you think are going to die within the next 365 days.
Right, and Keith Richard and Lou Reed are always on it, right?
You know what? Not a whole lot of people pick Keith because he's going to live forever. But, you know, there are a lot of names. Just like the people you would think that are going to, you know, high-risk people who, say, I don't know, wrestle alligators or, you know, older people, too, get picked quite a bit.
Now, what was the do you happen to know off the top? I realize ghoul pool is not your thing, so you might not know this. But who got the most points? Who's the youngest person that nobody picked that died, you know? I mean, who was like the one that someone really went woohoo when they died?
Well, I did that in the car when I heard about Steve Irwin, because you know a lot of the people went for the old timers, and the way that we work it is we minus their age from 100, and that's the number of points you get, and you get 10 bonus points if you pick the method of death.
And did you pick stingray in the heart?
I had animal attack, and they're saying close enough.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Did anybody else in your pool have Steve Irwin?
No, it was a lone pick, so I got a ton of points, and I'm only a few points behind the guy who picked, Jakowie.
Oh, okay.
He flew in under the radar, and I didn't realize how young he was.
And what do you win?
Well, we all chip in, you know, a certain amount of cash, and it's probably, I think, between 10 or 15 guys. So
this is not only distasteful, but it's also illegal, is that right?
Exactly.
Okay, good.
Yeah, we bet, boxes of pasta, as they say on The Sopranos.
Okay. Who else is on your list? Am I on it, Paul?
No, you are not.
Oh, thank you. Good.
I have the Knievels.
Uh-huh.
Robbie and Evil. I have Edward Furlong.
Who's that?
He was the kid from Terminator 2. He's always getting picked up, you know, for drugs and whatnot.
Okay. Well,
I have Muhammad Ali.
Uh-huh, sure.
Steve Mizrak.
Uh-huh.
Don Ho.
Don Ho.
I tell you,
that's
you know
a good
what?
Pick
he,
right
he's
there.
He's killing me because he was going in December, and then he made a remarkable recovery in January, and I heard that he was going to be better. And I said, damn. Yeah, it's a horrible thing when you root for somebody, you know,
sure.
not to get better, but,
it's
you know,
sort of
hey,
ghoulish.
There's some serious cash. I have Lindsay Lohan.
Wow!
Yeah,
if Lindsay goes, you're the big winner.
That's a huge hit. Steve-O.
Steve-O won't go.
Well, you never know, man. Neither. So that's what they said about Steve Irwin when I picked him. So
you know, you're right.
Yeah.
I'm sure they did. Yeah.
I have Gerald Ford, Liz Taylor, and then for the Curse of Superman, I picked Dean Cain. You never know when that's going to resurface.
The Curse of Superman has been one person. Is that right?
Two: Christopher Reeve and George Reeves.
I guess you're right. I guess you're right.
And I think one of the guys who played him in the silence in the early, you know, 30s or 40s kind of didn't do too well either. So
yeah, well, it's pretty good. This is how long have you been playing this game?
Well, we do it every so you know, we do it every you know, every year or so. We'll do it, then maybe we'll take a year off, and then someone will get the idea to do it again. But I'd say on and off for about 15 years.
But isn't there one big one that's also does this? I mean, maybe that's the one that I'm thinking of is a little different than this. I mean, isn't there like one big international one on the web?
There is, yeah. There's a website where you can go and you sign up and you can win a ton of cash if you go. You know, usually the guy who wins goes 9 for 10. It's 10 picks and on that one and you just, you know, it's just by name. It goes by the number of people. See, on this thing, like, let's say, you know, somebody picked, you know, Dakota Fanning.
Uh-huh.
And they hit. They, you know, if that one pick, if I have 5 picks, it still might not add up to enough points to get to Dakota Fanning. So
I see.
That's why there's a lot of young people on my list.
Yeah, I guess you're right. So I think your point system seems a little better. But all I can say to you is, Paul, best of luck. Best of luck to you. Now that I find I'm not on the list, best of luck.
Absolutely.
Thanks a lot, Paul. Let's talk to, Ely? Ellie.
Eli.
Eli, hey, of course. Hello. He had it spelled differently than I'm used to seeing it. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I think the video is a moral imperative. Not only should we get to watch it, I think they should put wacky music underneath it. We've been watching this guy.
Are you suggesting Yakety Sax by Booth Randolph? Booth Randolph?
Anything, it's, you know, like those old sports highlight
I was going to try to do that.
I've been watching this guy poke animals with a stick for years. He finally puts out a video worth watching, and they're not going to let us watch it? So, and congratulations to the guy with the ghoul pool. I've been cursing for 2 days now that I didn't have him on my list. What an obvious choice. He's up better than the Pope.
And you play the ghoul pool, or is another one you playing?
I got a different one. I got a death pool. We only do two. We're not smart enough to do points, though. We just do dead or not dead and count them up.
How many do you, who do you have on yours?
I'm a front runner this year. I got 3 out of 10 so far and had those by the first couple of months of the year.
Who were they?
Well, I picked up, I used to be neighbors with Grandpa Munster, so I had the inside line on his poor health, so I picked him up right away.
Uh-huh.
Let's see, Rehnquist was a no-brainer, and on Knotts, I saw him in a film like 2 years ago, and I had to question whether or not he was actually alive in the film, uh-huh. So. That was another easy one. I got high hopes on Jerry Ford right now.
Uh-huh.
I say he's the front runner. Everybody loves Castro every year and gets burned by him. Pagoda. I think Abe Pagoda. I saw him having eggs up in Harlem one day, and I swear he was gumming those scrambled eggs. In fact, you can download a tracker for Abe Pagoda for Death Pool to tell you whether or not he's actually alive on a daily basis.
I tell you, we got to do a whole show on the Death Pool. There's no doubt about that. But
I'm looking at it here.
It's good, clean fun. It's good, clean fun.
Good, clean fun. Betting on people dying. Thank you so much. Thanks.
Thanks, Ben.
You got it. You got it open.
Yeah.
And is it cool?
Yeah, it's great.
What is the URL?
Theghoulpool.com. G-H-O-U-L.
Oh, he's that's the one the guy we were talking to, right?
Yeah.
Ghoulpool. G-H-G-H-O-U-L.
Yeah, but the before it.
I see. The Ghoulpool.
Yeah.
And it's .com?
Yep.
And let's see what we got here. Yeah, we have to do a whole show on this, don't you think, Jack? There's going to be a whole show. We will have in the future. Get your Ghoulpool stuff ready, because this is too fascinating, because it really is. I want to find out if I'm on any lists. Someone must have Penn Jillette on the list, don't you think? Don't you think we should on the first anniversary? I'm telling thee, oh my goodness, what a great page! Oh my goodness, master list rules form. Yeah, this is definitely a show, but not for today. Is there a time to squeeze one more in? You think? Let's talk to. I have to hit the button, don't I? That's not to Peter there. How you doing, Peter?
Hey, what's going on, Ben? How are you?
Well, we got like just about a minute, man. So,
okay. Do you guys remember the pro wrestler that died on pay-per-view in 1998?
And that was a live pay-per-view showing?
Died on pay-per-view. He was supposed to be lowered to the ring on a harness, and the harness just never worked, and he plummeted to his death on pay-per-view wearing a superhero costume.
Were you watching it?
I was watching it at the time.
Wow.
And it was the second match. But then Vince McMahon, that heartless bastard, he continued the rest of the show.
Yeah, well, that's what we're talking about, continuing the rest of the show. Thank you so much for calling. Thanks so much for calling, Peter. We're coming to the end. We're going to say a lovely goodbye to Matt King, who you can see in the afternoon at Harrah's, Best Comedy Magician in Las Vegas, Nevada. He'll be back with us on Monkey Tuesday, next Tuesday. And we'll see you then. Thanks a lot, everybody. Bye-bye.